96.5 WKLH, good morning. This is that happy music. You cannot be unhappy when you hear this music. He is the Green Bay Packers' all-time leading receiver. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Dancing with the Stars champion. He is a New York Times best-selling author. He is Donald Driver, Double D. Donald Driver, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, the 3D body revolution. I know it's a new book, recipes, workouts. And looking through it, Donald, I have to say, and I know you're not comparing yourself, but I am, to the new Tom Brady book. This stuff that you have is doable, and it's good, and it's healthy. The Tom Brady thing, 25 glasses of water a day? How am I going to do that? I'm not going to do that. I'm not. But
we all, the thing that we try to do is, as fitness, I guess we can call ourselves fitness experts.
Mm-hmm.
We try to tell people what they should do. And that's not what it's about. You shouldn't tell people what they should eat, what they should drink. At the end of the day, we have to hold each other accountable for what we do. So my book is all about not me holding you accountable, you holding yourself accountable. And that's why I created the 3D Body Revolution. The 3Ds are be determined, get disciplined, drive to greatness. The first thing you have to do is you have to be determined. And that means being determined just to start something. And then once you do that, then you have to get disciplined to be able to follow through. And then once you do that, you're going to have the drive to be successful. And that's where this book starts. And this book is not for the I guess you can say, the elite athlete. It's not for that person. It's for every single person. It's for a person that just that's obese. And then it's for that person that hasn't worked out in 20 years and say, you know something, I just want to get back into it.
Right.
We have a beginner stage for that. Then we have an intermediate level for a person that's been to the gym two or three times a week but makes excuses for the other times they can't go. The book is for you. And then we have that person that wants to be the elite athlete but wants to challenge themselves every single day to get better and better. And that's where you go to the advanced level.
Well, you need to do a pamphlet for me because I got tired trying to open the book. I'm not in good shape, Donald.
So you're saying that just going to the gym two or three times a week isn't going to cut it, huh?
No.
No, I think, you have to have your days. You have to, if you do, 3 days a week, how are you going to get everything in 3 days a week? Now you're just kind of doing upper body, lower body cardio. But at the end of the day, if you go 5 days a week, then you can get every single detail in. You can get your upper body, lower body, and then you can have your rest day. And rest day is more of a cardio day, relaxed day, getting your body back, massages, stretching, and then come back, and then you can do on the Thursday, you can do an upper body and a lower body combination, and then on Friday, knowing you're going into the weekend, knowing that you're going to do some things that you shouldn't do, then you go into that with your cardio day, with your upper body and your lower body, and then you just relax the weekend and just make sure that what you do is you count calories. That's the most important part, and what people don't want to do is people just don't want to count calories.
Right.
They want somebody else to count them for them, and what we did in this book is we have recipes from breakfast, lunch, and dinner that have all the calorie count for you. And you can mix and match, and you can kind of figure out how you want to eat it. But if you're trying to lose weight, we want you between a certain amount of calories because we want you to get the weight off. And once you get the weight off, then we know how to control it.
Right.
The problem is no one knows how to control it. Once they get off, they say, oh, yeah, I did. I lost 30 pounds in 21 days. That's not healthy.
No, it's not.
We're trying to tell people to lose weight, make it a life-changing, make it long, because this is what I say. Fitness and health is like climbing a mountain. If you climb the mountain too fast, what's going to happen?
Well, the Sherpas are going to have to probably be carrying you down, and there's going to be, if you live, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you climb the mountain too fast, sooner or later you're going to stumble and you're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But if you climb the mountain steady and smooth and you take each step one by one, sooner or later you get to the top. This is not a race.
No, I understand
this
that.
It's a marathon.
Now, Donald, I want to congratulate you. You were nominated for the Professional Football Hall of Fame. Much deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss the game at all, Donald?
I don't miss the game. I think I've done my time and paid my dues. And I think now, what God has blessed me with is be able to do the things that I do now, and that's inspire, motivate, and change lives. I love the platform. I think it's amazing. The honor to be in the Packers Hall of Fame and now to be your first nominee for the NFL Hall of Fame is truly a blessing. And I will love, it'd be great come January that I go in. But if not, one of my good friends that I've been pushing for a very long time is Jerry Kramer to go in. You still mm-hmm. have Ray Lewis. You know, you got Randy Moss. You got T.O. I mean, all these guys are good friends of mine, and all these guys deserve to go in. So it's, the question to me is not if I get in. It's when I get in. And it's fine, and I'm okay with that. My thing is I just want to enjoy it with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most important part. So whatever time that comes, then, hey, I'm happy for it. So it'll be great.
Well, Donald, you depress me, okay?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you why.
Hold on. Why do I depress you?
Yeah.
Because I did some research.
I'm the happiest man in the world.
Yeah.
I know that, but I did some research. These are the words that come up with you. Beloved, record-setting, energy, charisma, commitment, incredible, inspirational. Then I looked up words on me. Boring, mediocre, sluggish, blah. Donald, it hurts.
Listen, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, if you say one, I'm going to give you a word that I think that's all you need, and you do have this, and mm-hmm. that's why I love you so much, is confidence.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
You have that. And then when you have confidence, you'll have all that other stuff, all mm-hmm. that love, the love, and happiness, and energy. You get all that because you have confidence.
I feel it already.
See?
So I'm giving you that.
You're magical, Donald.
You are magical. Hey, so I understand you flew to New York for Max and PETA's wedding. And well, have you been able to bust out any of those really cool dance moves, you know, in real life?
Yes. You know, me and my wife, we dance on Wednesdays. You know, I tell guys this all the time is that, you know, sometimes during the week, you know, people will say, man, me and my wife, we just have issues. I'm like, listen, start dancing because and pick one day, just one day a week.
Okay.
You may not be able to dance with her. I may not be able to touch Tina on Monday and Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
but Wednesday, my hands are all over. Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, she may not let me touch her again. If I get those three hours that we spend together, those are the best 3 hours I get. So she can't let go because in ballroom dancing, you got to hold on to each other all the time. So I get the rub. That's why I make sure that we do like a samba or a rumba.
Mm-hmm.
Cause those are sexy dances.
I like it.
Right.
So she can't get away from me.
Yeah, but you know, if you're doing that once a week, I guarantee you she's letting you touch her more than just that.
Well, you know, I'm just throwing it out there that if it's not, at least you get that. You get that little love.
Right.
And that, you know, something that'll go a long way. I can promise you that.
Hey, Donald, you know what? And I know I can speak for all Packers fans when I say this. We miss you on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, not just... Obviously, we miss number 80 making every catch on every ball that's thrown to him and all those key moments in Packer history, but we miss the smile and the magnetism and the energy that you brought to the team, and it was so unique and I think is so missed on the field. It's just my opinion, but do you watch all the games? You go to the games? Tell us about that.
I watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing is you have great relationships with those guys. I mean, I still talk to Jordy. I still talk to Cobb. So I think one of those things is that I like to see my guys do well. And then, you know, when Jordy gets hurt, I picked up the phone and I reached out to him and said, hey, are you okay? After a while, he texted me back and said, yeah, he'll be okay. You know, and that's just the love that we have between each other. He's my, you know, I always say he's my brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the relationship so good.
I'm glad you have time to call them because I've called you. I don't get a call back. I tweet you. I don't get a tweet back. I sent a letter. That came back in the mail. So I'm done. I give up.
Yeah. You know, I have a pick with you because you do all these Hollywood things. And I've only got invited one time when you said, oh, Donald, you know I'm doing something with Sandra Bullock. And, you know, something told me about it, but you still didn't give me an opportunity to give. You know, that's my girl. I just want to give her a big hug and kiss.
No, it will never happen.
I don't want to interview her. I don't care for that. I just want to walk in and go, you know something? I love you. Give her a kiss and walk out. And that's it. Now, you may think I'm a stalker, but it's okay.
Yeah,
okay,
but see, Gina could make that happen, I think.
No, I won't make
not
it happen.
Not for Sandra.
Not with Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock is my girl. You have a beautiful wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. I'm still gonna be married to Tina.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to leave Tina.
Listen, just because he ordered from the menu, he can still stay looking at the menu if
that's
he wants.
That's right.
All right,
we will do that. But you said you want to come on a junket. Anytime you want to come, please come and do the interviews and do it much better than I ever would.
That's awesome.
You're just a spoiled brat. They
just
do everything. That don't make no sense.
He is. I'm right with you, Donald. I love you more than ever, man. This is perfect. Donald, thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. I
All right, take
it.
Care.
Love you, guys.
Love you too, man. Donald Driver, the one and only.